you're looking for one of the most beautiful and playable custom acoustics on the planet, look no further than Ed Rice at Toe Ear Guitars. Ed is a true artist, transforming exotic woods into magnificent, sweet-sounding instruments. Go to toeearguitars.us, that's toeearguitars.us, and contact Ed today.
Hey everybody, Brad and I want to say thank you for listening and thank you for the support. Please continue to listen and share this podcast on all platforms that you can.
And if you'd like to support us monthly, we're set up now where you can go to anchor.fm/Top Hill Recording, hit the support button, 99 cents, $4.99 or $9.99 per month. Any amount would be greatly appreciated. Now back to the podcast. Top Hill Recording Podcast, episode 111. What's up, Neil?
What's up, man? 111.
Yeah, that's another great night. We've got the studio full with some few repeat guests.
Yeah.
And some new guests, but a whole room full. So,
oh, yeah.
Got a great guest here tonight, Jordan Blaze and Friends. We'll call it that. How's that, Jordan?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Can we come up with a name?
We're working on it.
Yep.
Well, we're going to have some more of your big bottle, Neil.
Hey, man, when there is eight people in the studio, you break out the big bottle, you know? So, again, thank you, JR.
Yeah, for the Woodford Reserve. And cheers, everybody.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers. Thank you guys for making the trip.
Glad to have you guys in.
Clink, 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 clink,
clink. That sounded good.
Yeah. We need to capture that, use that later.
Yeah. That'd be a good intro to a song next time you guys need some sound effects.
A clink. Out of some nice SM58s.
So we'll start out. We'll let you guys just go around and introduce yourself and let the listeners know who we have in the room here. And we'll start with Queen Jordan.
Okay. Hi. Hello. my name is Jordan Blaze. I'm a singer and visual artist. Also handyman. I do a lot of things.
Hold on. Handyman, like,
dude,
fix things.
We'll get into it. You haven't obviously seen the stories on Instagram.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
We'll get, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm an artist. I love to make songs, love to make art. That's about it for me.
Okay. I knew you shut me down, man.
Dude, I'm telling you. Wait till we talk about the RV overhaul.
I have rebuilt a couple.
Oh my gosh. I watched one today. I mean, I'm sure it took you forever. It took me just minutes to get through it. But at the end, I was like, oh, this is amazing. All right. Sorry.
I'm Sally Jean, and I sing backup for Jordan Blaze, which is a freaking honor.
Welcome, Sally.
And she's an amazing visual artist.
Insane visual artist, photographer.
Out of this world.
She is a creative designer thing.
Creative brain.
Oh,
all right.
I've been workshopping Sally Jean idea machine. What do you guys think?
I like that.
I love that.
A Jean. Yeah.
That's killer. All right. I guess we know who's going to come up with the band name if you came up with that. Perfect. Oh, yeah, Will.
Yeah. All right. I'm Will Breckenridge. I'm the drummer for Jordan. Also, another member here, Casey, drummer for him, producer. And yeah.
Welcome, Will.
Yeah.
That's why Will was looking through this window at all the stuff in there. Just curiosity.
Taking notes.
I can't wait to see him behind the pocket kit, man.
He's by far the tallest drummer we've had. He's the tallest one that's played it yet. It's
gonna be fun.
It'll be good.
It's a blast to play.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jalen Noel, and I play bass for Jordan. I'm also in another band in Louisville, called Forest and the Photon.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Great to be back here.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Marissa. I am the piano player for Jordan, and I'm a music therapist. It's like my main job.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. So is Jalen.
Well, I'm a student. I'm getting ready to, hopefully in the future that will be
I'll be certified is the goal, but yes.
Hello, I'm Casey Powell. I'm a full-time comedian, and in between, I like to play guitar for Jordan and some other people and myself and in Spooky Diamonds with Will. And all my photos, if they look really nice, it's because Jordan or Sally took them and did some beautiful stuff to them.
Cool.
Made me look pretty.
Made you look beautiful.
Yeah.
And Casey, made my jokes better. Welcome back to the studio. And you just reminded me when you said Spooky Diamonds, you were supposed to send me an email way back so we could schedule you guys.
He was too busy, obviously. He's got 75 different bands that he's working in.
Remember when I said, hey, remind me?
I say that a lot, too.
Yeah. All right, so I do have good news, Casey. There is a Louisville Comedy Club opening up downtown on Main Street. And on Wednesdays, there is an open mic.
There we
go. You have your chance, my friend.
Nice. I'm going to get in there.
Uh-huh. Let me know. I'll come down and watch.
All right. Well, let's start off, Jordan. We'll start with you and we'll ask you to go back. Why don't you start us off with your early memories of music
as a
child and when you realized music was going to be something you wanted to make a big part of your life?
Yeah. I started singing when I was really young. And I started singing because I had a really bad lisp and I couldn't say my R's very well either. But when I sang, I was able to like imitate other singers in a way that didn't happen.
Wow.
So that's how I started singing. I was
kinda
like
Ozzy Osbourne.
Is that his story?
Well, I don't know. You can't understand anything he says when he talks. You can understand him perfectly when he sings.
I knew, probably since I was like 6 years old that I loved to sing and that was my favorite thing to do.
I find it interesting that that's part of the reason that you love singing and you have two music therapists in your band. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I think that's...
like, lisp, yeah. Like, wait a minute. Yeah.
I could help you. Yeah.
That's a good connection you made there, Neil.
That's what I thought. I mean, first thing I thought.
This connection I didn't even make yet.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I just, I don't know.
The therapists have been analyzing the whole time. Jotting little notes down.
They're there if you need them, Jordan.
Yeah, if it comes back. So, I mean, that did it help with your lisp?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I also took like speech therapy classes till I was like, I don't know, like 11 or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically why I started singing.
And what were you singing?
I was singing a lot of Broadway tunes.
Okay. All right. That's another interesting thing because when I listen to, you're real hard to place. Your music is so, it flows through a few different genres for mm-hmm. me. It kind of hits the neo-soul R&B, like jazz feel. There's so much different stuff that's happening that you really can't go, this is what it is. And to throw Broadway in there, I didn't think about it, but it does make me go, okay, that makes sense because mm-hmm. there was that other little, there's still more than just the things that I was thinking. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that too. Yeah. I wonder all the time, like what my genre is. And I don't like when people ask me, I don't really know.
With Louisville music or art right now, that's one of the through lines for me is it's hard to put a finger on anybody's genre. It's just like Louisville independent music is almost its own separate thing right now.
Keeping Louisville weird.
Exactly.
That's a beautiful thing,
seriously,
really.
It is. I think it has its own thing. I really do. I think if there's people that really listen to music and travel, and I think if they come to Louisville or they're outside of Louisville and hear a group from Louisville come through, they're like, that's probably from that area.
So when you get the opportunity, make sure you tag it Louisville Indie.
Yeah.
There's more and more people using that.
There really is. There really is. And that's not... It's a thing. It's my top three on Spotify. Number three was Louisville Independent. And I had no idea it was a genre. I never searched for it before. But so I don't know. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Or we can make it that.
No, but you definitely fit that mold because it was just like, what is this? It's so interesting. It's so different.
So Jordan, when did you start performing for the public?
Oh, not very long ago. I guess a couple years ago, I started singing with Casey's band and I would just sing backup for him and I would sing a couple songs on his set. But then, I don't know, maybe last summer or even last fall, I got a group together and started started performing. Okay. Yeah, so not
very long.
How did
you and Casey connect?
Oh, actually, I met Casey in the school cafeteria when I was 13 years old and he was like 11 or something.
It was a sunny morning, sunny Monday morning afternoon, or morning.
Morning afternoon.
It was a morning afternoon at school.
He was wearing an emo band t-shirt and I went up to him and was like, I like your shirt. And he was like, oh my God, an eighth grader's talking to me.
I said, what's your name? And she said, Jin Jin. And I was like, I think she just said Jim Blaze. So the first like month I knew her, I thought her name was Jim Blaze. She said Jordan Blaze.
It was my speech impediment, I guess.
I was going to say, man, I can't believe we just talked about it. You're making fun of it. This is not... This is ridiculous. This is a no making fun of people podcast.
Hey, when I said Sunday morning, nobody had my back.
Well, we really didn't know what you were saying. We had to let you work through it. And we did.
That'll be a quick edit.
No. You leave that.
Keep that.
Patina. He needs to understand what he just did.
So we know Jordan and Casey met in middle school. How'd the other connections come about?
Should I answer this? Okay. So I know Will, our drummer. I know him through Casey. He was Casey's drummer. We always hit it off. We always got along. Playing music together came really naturally.
The vibes are immaculate.
The vibes are immaculate. Yeah, love him. I met Sally Jean, my backup singer. I met her. How did I meet you?
Working at Morton's.
Oh, yeah. We had a restaurant job friends. Together. Yeah.
And then I moved down the street from the two of them, and it was the place to be.
Oh, yeah. Casey and I lived together.
Okay.
Roommates.
Okay.
All right.
And then Marissa, I think I just know you through the internet.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Those connections?
Yeah. Yes. And then Jaylen, I actually met my friend Kiana Dell, who you guys have had on here before.
Yeah.
I told her I needed a bassist and she was like, reach out to Jaylen. And I did. And she's amazing and we love her. And
like Jaylen
I'm so happy
in.
To have
interesting,
her.
And that's how I joined the Photons Jaylen, as well.
Jaylen is so dedicated. She'll drive in from Indy.
I was going to say, you need to start writing in a rider to all these bands you join for oil changes.
I feel like
I got you on an oil change, girl.
I feel like me joining was kind of like I didn't realize it until like several rehearsals later. Because like we had the gig that Kiana initially asked me about, which was at High Horse, I believe. And it went well. I was like, I thought it was just going to be like a one-off thing. I was like, all right, I'm just sitting in. And then like you would keep like scheduling rehearsals for like more things. So I was like, well, I guess I got to. And like my parents are always, where are you going? I'm like, I have a rehearsal. Like with who? I'm like, well, I've been playing with this group. And they're like, what? And I think I'm
a member of the band. Maybe.
I came to one rehearsal and you were asking me about like better times like that work for me to like come down to Louisville. And you were like, we'll just work around you. And I was like, did I just join another
Oops, sorry, Jaylen.
She just came in and freaking smacked it at the first rehearsal. And we're like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a feeling
we need her every time.
I have a feeling that's the way it works with Jay. You know, once she's in the room and has a bass in her hand and she's playing, it's lights out. Everybody wants her. Every band wants her to be in it.
Yeah.
It's been really fun, though.
Jordan was probably scared to ask. She didn't want to scare y'all.
Well, I didn't even realize that I didn't ask. I thought I had it. This is the first time I've heard this.
No, believe me. This is not the first time this has been discovered in a band. Our podcast has it.
It was Kiana.
Was it?
She had a couple of band members. It was Fiona. She was like, I don't even know if I'm in the band, really. So Marissa, you were playing on the internet, playing keys, and Jordan saw you, or what? How did that work out?
I don't know. We have a lot of mutual friends, so I think it was also just one of those things, like, we knew people, and so we just, I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember how that happened.
Yeah, I don't know. We just followed each other on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
One day I was like, oh, you play piano. I need a pianist. And she was like, yes, great. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very thankful for that.
The hardest thing that you can do with a band of six is get practices scheduled.
And then there's like the other band rehearsals. It's like crazy.
Yeah. So Will, how many bands you in? Unofficially and officially.
That's a very good question. I want to say about five or six.
That's insane.
Put a number on it.
Exactly.
Five, maybe six.
Depends on who calls, really. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm just like besides like Spooky, Jordan, and Casey, like everything else is kind of like on a if they need me kind of thing.
Okay. But,
and that's usually if peeps. Will's out, then I'm out too, because we play in all the same band. It's like someone, if they hit me for a gig, I'm like, Will better be playing drums on this gig or I'm not playing.
but we don't have a name for this group, huh?
I guess not.
Thanks, Sally.
We were talking about that on the way over, actually. I was like, wow, this is really selfish of me. We're just called My Name. Because
when I tell you, my parents are always asking me what the name of this group is, because I come to all these rehearsals and they're like, who are you playing for? Like,
leave me alone, Mom. Yeah.
The singer's name is Jordan and we're a group.
We're in love.
It's not a phase.
Ooh, Jordan and the Blaze.
I was literally about to say that.
Jordan and the Blaze.
That's pretty good.
We're about to come up with pretty good. Right now.
I kind of like Jordan and the Blaze.
I think it definitely has to be an and.
I still like Jordan Blaze and the Fire, but Jordan and the Blaze is good.
Yeah.
Top Heel heard it first.
Top Heel's going to hear everything first. I don't have anything released.
Speaking of... just say release. Let's listen to
something. Yeah, tell us about Habits. Let's check out Habits.
Tell us about it first?
Yeah,
tell us about it.
Okay. So this is the first song that I made with Casey. So all of these songs are actually...
second song. What? Because we made one...
oh, when we were like 15?
Yeah. Oh, you should have brought that one.
Still know how to play it.
I don't.
Wake up, love.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Bonus track.
But no, Habits, I don't know. I was in a really weird space and going through like a very big transition at that time in my life. And it just so happened that I had reconnected with Casey, like happenstance. And we planned to have a session together. And I went over to where he was recording at. And we made this song. Came pretty easily, honestly. And this was like 4 years ago now, honestly.
She started, there's another song on the EP and she started singing that song. And then I made this instrumental for it and she was kind of like...
that's not it at all.
Yeah, but I like the song. So I'm going to write something different to it. And then we retried to do the song again. And then it made the interlude on the EP.
Yeah.
But it was a better supporting thing for it. But yeah. Good song. Both songs.
Thanks. You did that.
You did too.
Let's check it out. Habits.
I'm
Yeah.
Man, that's so pretty.
Jordan, you have a beautiful voice.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
So drink to that.
You know what? So
let's drink to that.
Let's all drink Cheers. To that. Listen to your voice, Jordan. Yeah.
To habits.
Drinking habits.
Oh, no.
Don't take this from me.
What?
So lyrics, you write the lyrics?
Yes, I did.
And Casey, you write the music?
Yeah, and Will played drums on it, and then Pinky Liberace,
Pinky.
Who was on guitar for Package, he played bass on it, and then one of my friends that moved to France, Trenton Smith, he played the violin on it.
Are you kidding me? You know Trenton?
Yeah, he played on Honey too. And
Oh my God.
He just like showed up to my house and like killed a bunch of stuff for me, and I was like, man, you're amazing. He's like, thanks. I'm about to go move to France and be in an orchestra.
I'm literally screaming that, like, we were in the same grade. Like, we had classes together. I didn't know that you knew him.
It's funny what people learn on the top of your recording podcast. I always learn something about your bandmates. Yeah. We can't call this a band yet, though, until we get a name. Yeah. This is a group of musicians.
These are...
It's a friendship.
Friends.
The coalition.
The coalition. Ooh.
So I got to ask, Jordan, you come in here with a pink jacket on and pink fur, and you're a handyman?
I am. I guess last year, was that last year? No, it was 2020. Wow, 2 years ago. I bought an old camper and gutted the entire thing and rebuilt it like from the ground up, rebuilt all the floors, the frame, the walls, all the cabinetry, all the furniture.
Yeah.
Everything. And
do you have it?
It's amazing.
Yeah, I did. I did two of them and I've got them both. And yeah, I learned just from doing that, I learned so many skills and, you know, just how to use tools. And now I work as a handyman and
It's
okay.
You got it. To anybody listening, and you got to go see it. It's awesome. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I started a business with it. It's called Vintage Voyage with the two campers. So I rent them out and you can go camping.
Cool.
I designed one of them. So it's like, it's got this like retro futurism space theme and it's really cool. And it's a really lovely experience. Check that out.
You got to, man.
I helped my daughter turn an Aerostar into a little camper, mini camper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had fun with that.
Yeah.
It's a big project.
Oh, yeah. It had a bed and a sink and a shower and a little Aerostar. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime something breaks around the house, I'm like, Jordan, can you fix it?
How does she do?
She's perfect amazing. Every single time. She's an angel.
Yeah,
that's a good roommate to have.
Yeah, you know, it's always scared me to do that, especially with an RV, you know, because once you get into ripping out subfloors and all that stuff, you can mess it up easy.
Oh, yeah.
And you never know what you're going to find underneath.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, well, I didn't go into it intending to fully gut it. It was just after I bought it, like I didn't know what I was doing when I bought it. So after I bought it, I realized how bad of shape it was in and that everything had to go.
Yeah.
And I stuck with it. I mean, it took me like 10 months to rebuild and I did it.
That's pretty gutsy just to dig into that.
Largely by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like COVID times. Nothing else was going on. So I just decided this could be fun. I can learn how to do this.
Amazing. Yeah, it's awesome. You did amazing.
Thank you very much.
The other thing I was wondering about, music therapy. What's a typical day look like in a music therapist life?
She's looking at Jay like, go ahead, Jay. No.
That's the thing. So it varies with who you work with. Music therapy is very accessible to everybody. Like anybody could essentially have a music therapist. So I typically work with kids or adults who have mental health and physical disabilities. So it just varies. Like a lot of it's active music playing and improvisation. And then some of it's like one of my clients, I'm trying to help him with his speech. He has autism, so he's just trying to talk. It just varies with everybody.
That's got to be rewarding.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun too. You meet people, I guess, that you wouldn't normally think you would like cross paths with. I don't know. So it's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of people.
Casey, are you and Will texting?
Maybe. we got a chat from another band that we're in.
Oh, okay.
At the same time. I was like, how come it sounded like it came from the other end of the room and from my pocket?
Because it did.
Are you all missing a rehearsal?
No. They're just trying to schedule one and we're like, sorry, we're on a podcast right now. With our other band. It's almost like we're both kids and we have like different parents that have custody of us at a time. No.
It's like, I need to hear about this time. But it is funny is, you know, we've been doing this podcast for a couple years now and it's funny how people rotate in with different groups.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we've met you before. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a pretty tight community. And a lot of swapping bandmates.
Yeah.
I guess sharing would be a better word.
Sharing's a better word. Sharing of bandmates. Which says a lot about the community. It means everybody's cool enough to be like, yeah, man, do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
So Sally, tell us a little bit about what you've got going on outside of this band. It sounds like you spread your art everywhere.
I like to do all sorts of things. So I suppose I'd say I'm predominantly a photographer, but I have a little studio space in Snide Hotel in the Phoenix Hill area in Louisville. And that's where I keep props and backdrops and fabrics and all sorts of things. Like, it's the craziest place in town, I think, my garage is. You ask me, like, I need googly eyes. And I'll be like, what size and color backing? Do they have eyelashes? Are they expressive? Like, what kind of googly eye? I really have, I have too much stuff. But come to me with an idea, and I'll try and work out how to see that with our human eyes. You know? Like Casey.
Yeah, I was about to say,
Casey said, I want to see myself in a part of like the Garden of Eden setting in the Bible, but also on the Dragon Ball Z planet.
So, plus funk fusion.
Yes. Yeah. So that's like the type of concept people will bring me, and I'll roll that around in my brain and make it out of human objects.
All right. And fucking crush it too.
That's like a very accurate description of like the CD. Like the art on the CD.
Yeah, well, yeah, I made what you tell me to make, right?
She built the tree, found lava rocks. She's like, all right, if we put this behind this thing, it'll look like space is behind you.
And you just got to put your head to it, you know? You're like, I need a tree, so I get a stump. So I call the tree removal company in Louisville and say, hey, when are you removing a tree? And I'll show up and take it. No need to put it in the shredder. Thanks. Yeah. You can get free stuff all the time. Put your noggin on it.
Where do you get free googly eyes?
Creativity.
Well, googly eyes are $1 for 100 pack, sorry to say.
Oh,
but it's, you know, it's pretty inexpensive.
That's amazing. I have no visual art school. I've talked about this a ton. I wish I did. That's my kryptonite is visual artistry.
Well, you could probably get better.
You think? Can you get better at visual art?
Absolutely. It's all a practice. Yeah. It's all a skill.
Yeah. I don't think I have the want that much. I like looking at other people's visual art talent.
You need to put a little elbow grease in there.
I love that I'm in this scene with all these creative musicians, you know, because they are the people who bring me the wildest visual concepts. Like the things that are going on in musicians' head, that's what I want to make.
That is murky water sometimes.
And I don't know if Casey's musical head could be considered typical.
He's a special case. He enjoys it.
Special Casey. Yeah, there's something defective up here.
Not at all what I was saying.
We were thinking special. It's very
something, you know, fabulous.
Fabulous, yeah. Fabulously special.
It's delicious.
Precisely.
I think I made that same joke last time.
You might have.
If so, Brad,
we'll forgive you.
Edit it out.
I was going to say he put a snippet from the last podcast where he does it right here.
It's like, oh man, this full-time comedian recycles jokes like crazy.
So is this, Jordan, has this group of six become your regulars?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Marissa's the newest. Actually, Marissa and Sally are both the newest to join our band. Up until very recently, we were just playing as a four-piece with Casey, Jalen, and Will and I. But yeah, I'm really happy being around this group of people. Like Will said, the vibes are immaculate. And they're all really, really good at what they do. And yeah, I'm so grateful to all of them.
So you said you're a visual artist also. Do you spend a lot of time at Sally's garage?
Not as much as I should, probably. We do work on things together, and sometimes I use her space to work on some creative things. But yeah, I paint and I draw and I take photos and do digital art. And yeah, I do the full spectrum of visual art.
She can draw things and make them look exactly like the photograph.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Looking crazy. Yeah.
Once I described a memory to Jordan and she drew it just like it happened.
Really? Yeah, I gave it to her for Christmas.
It was a perfect present.
Is that something you had from an early age?
The memory?
Please tell them what the memory is.
Sally's memory was more recent. The memory was she came home one day and she saw she had left. What?
I wasn't talking about the memory, but let's hear about it.
Yeah, I know, but I want to tell you because it's really lovely. She had an alley cat that she was feeding chicken nuggets to. And so she left a box of chicken nuggets out on her porch and she came home one day and there was just a possum standing on its hind legs holding a chicken nugget in its hand, eating it. And she described it to me and she was like, I need that. I need a picture of that. And so that's what I drew.
It wasn't fast enough to take a picture with my phone. It just was like stuck.
And she nailed it, huh?
She drew it. That's she drew so it. It's up on the wall.
A possum with a chicken nugget.
He was like hand on hip, like got a nugget.
Just eating a nugget. You know?
They are ugly animals.
Oh, God. That's hilarious.
I've never seen one with a chicken nugget, though. No.
It's almost impossible to find in nature.
Maybe it was the one that there was one. It ran right in front of my car on the way up here.
Yeah.
A possum.
Yeah, you'll see him all the time up here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one day, Sally pulled up to Thornton's and was going to like fill up her oil. And she opened up her hood and there was a whole family of possums in a nest living in her.
Why do you have so many possums around you, Sally?
That was my previous apartment and they had they had infested the basement of that place.
Are you kidding me?
My wife came in the house screaming one time, said, there's a rat in our garbage can. And I went out and there's a big old fat possum. I said, no, that's not a rat. But he was hissing. And
it's a marsupial. No, you missed your chance to say it was an imposter.
I can't.
Impossumster.
Impossumster.
There it is. Oh, jeez. That's terrible.
Oh,
that's terrible.
I almost forgot what I asked, but I know what I was doing. So, Jordan, visual art, did you have that early on? Did that come to you early in life?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I grew up always doing creative things because that was like how my mom kept me entertained. But I didn't actually like attempt making artwork until I was like my senior year of high school. I had to take art as an elective. And then, yeah, I got in the class and then realized like, oh, I can do this. I'm good at this.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then my art teacher was like, I'm changing your schedule. You need to be in our AP art studio class. And switched my whole schedule around to where I would be in the art room for 5 hours, 5 out of the 8 hours of the school day. And so that's really...
Did you love it?
I loved it. Yeah, I really loved it.
That's
right.
When I met her and she was 13, she was still killing it. That, I was like, what the...
There's definitely really something in the DNA. And anybody that can draw something just as it looks, there's something...
That's
something that you're born with, I think.
All right, I got a question. We got visual artists and artists in the room. If I see somebody that can do that, can like, you know, draw Jalen and it's perfect, that is why, like, I would spend more money. That's way more fascinating to me than somebody that throws, like, Jackson Pollock throws paint on something and it's...
Like the abstract stuff?
Anything. I mean, like abstract, anything. I mean, if you can do realism and art, to me, I don't know, maybe that's just my jam. Maybe that's my thing visually. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, there's a big difference between... See, I personally admire like abstract artists because I have a harder time like just being like more expressive in like painting or, you know, I find myself to be more of a perfectionist where I'm like, oh, I need to make this exact. I need to make this perfect. Whereas like artists like that are like experiencing an emotion and relaying that onto canvas. And I think that's such an impressive thing to do, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah, there, like you can acquire, anybody can acquire an amount of technical skill to like learn how to draw portraiture or whatever. But I don't know. I think it's something special when you are able to relay something inside of you in an abstract way.
There is something.
And that other people connect to.
You know? Making something out of nothing.
It's kind of like music. I mean, you know, there are good songs and then there's that song that just touches you and hits you. And like there's good abstract art and some of them you just look at and you're like, wow, I'm feeling something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All art is subjective, you know? It's all about how you perceive it, how anybody perceives it. Everybody's perception is so different, you know? Yeah,
no doubt.
Let's listen to another Jordan Blaze tune. Tell us about Lotus.
Lotus, that's one of the more recent ones that I made. I made it with... I originally started making it with Aeson Frio. He's a producer and artist here in Louisville. And so we got started on it, kind of made the bones of it. And then I brought it to Casey and we started developing it more and putting real instruments on it. And yeah, it's a song about, I don't know what it's about. Let's just hear it. You can read and receive it for yourself.
This is abstract art.
This is abstract art.
All right.
You're going to experience it.
All right, here we go. Casey, was that you rapping?
No, that was actually Pinky Liberace. And
was that Pinky?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Pinky also played like the bass and the electric guitar. I played the acoustic guitar and then made some synth noises and put some piano in reverse and
that's
sculpted some tones.
That's Aeson Frio on background vocals too, with Pinky on background vocals.
Yeah, Pinky can sounds do everything. Great.
They all started singing on the track and I was like, what? Y'all got it taken care of out.
Yeah.
I'll make some weird noise in the background.
No more needed.
So, Jalen, when you come in now, do you play those as recorded or do you put your own touch on it? Or how do you work that out?
Definitely, because Jordan would like send me the audios for the songs. And I definitely take inspiration from Pinky because he's like...
Pinky. He's Pinky. He's sick.
He's Pinky. He's so good.
He's a bit of a genius.
I think. Yeah. I think for all these songs, it's like he's like the basis for the basis for what I do. But I try and add my own spin to all the songs, like we were talking about. It's all about perception. Perception is reality. So I'm like taking all these songs and I'm like, what are the emotions that I'm feeling? And I'm like, let me do something with this and hopefully it sounds good.
We feel those emotions.
We really
time.
Do.
I'm sure it's great.
That's why I roped you into my band. You not knowing.
We had rehearsal for Ray Keys yesterday.
I'm in another band. We're all in this band, actually.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm in it too.
Are y'all in Ray Keys?
Yeah.
The four of us anyway.
And
we talked about having Ray Keys back with his band. Yeah. I got
gonna be
we'll
in.
Yeah. He's one of our parents too.
Just let us know when y'all's next available date is before y'all leave.
He's in our bands too.
Yeah. So. It's a collective, man.
Send him a text. Tell him, come on over. We'll just do it tonight.
We're all in another band together too, except Jalen. Oh wait, are you in? You're not in Unusual Heat. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
I don't even know.
Yeah, we're on Unusual Heat.
And that's Zach, right?
Yeah, Zach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So much to keep up with.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
But it's fun, though. You know?
Who does the web pages? That would be the hardest thing, is keeping up with the Instagram accounts.
That's the parents' job.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
My mom take care of that. Yeah, during the rehearsal yesterday, Jalen's bass playing, I was like, man, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was like, she's good.
I was like, I'll just listen and not play guitar.
And she makes it look effortless.
And she plays on a fretless, which is like expert level, you know?
Expert level.
Yeah, so let's just make it more difficult on ourselves. So Jordan, for our listeners that want to follow you more closely, where do they find you?
They can find me on Instagram at Jordan Blaze. That's BLASE. Yeah, that's about it right now. I'm soon to release an EP. Well, a single first. The single's going to be Lotus. And then an EP called Pyro, which will have the other two songs that you're playing on here. Yeah, so they're hearing it here first.
All right.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to go out with Loose Ends. Tell us a little about that one.
Loose Ends is a song I wrote with Casey in our apartment. He's got a little studio in there. And
so y'all get bored around there and just write songs.
Yeah.
This one too, like, we both had like a really shitty day and then decided to continue like booking the session. And she showed up. What'd you show up with? With like, it was like alcoholic orange juice or something.
I was like, how's
your day going? And you just like pulled out the bottle.
And it was like 11 a.m.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's how I feel too. And then we made the song and like, 15 minutes or something. And yeah, then we've just been refining it.
Yeah, let me also say, at the time that Casey and I first started making music together, which are most of the songs on this EP, it's been a while since we made them. But at that time, we were both in very like similar transition states. And it had been a long time since we had seen each other, or been friends. Like, you know, we met each other in middle school. But yeah, we kind of like reunited and just connected on a being on the same page in this really shitty part of life. And I think that really helped in making music, because we were just so on the same page.
And I feel like this song is like the soundtrack to that,
to that stage.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you guys for talking with us the last hour.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a good time doing some one-shot videos.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
All right. Here it is, Loose Ends. Thank you guys.
stage I'm in. If you could only feel the way a pulse feels, maybe you'd remember that I did the most for.
The drum.